Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys. Smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious, fabulous co-host, Miss 100%, and we want y'all to holler at us, so give us a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Of course, we want you to come check us out, hang out with us. So we encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama page where you can social network with us. On Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. Facebook, my yearbook, tagged. I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. But, of course, I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. You really want to get at my illustrious co-host. So, illustrious co-host, tell them where they can catch up to you at.
You know what, Dick? I made up a new website for myself.
Brand new?
Yeah. It's called Smooth Illustrious. That sounds freaky, don't it? Anyway. This 100% at yahoo.com is the email. It's 100% on Facebook. And at 100%, you can follow me on Twitter. That's it.
That's enough.
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find other ways to get in contact with you.
I'm pretty sure you will.
But, you know, not only do we go hard in the paint, but we also acknowledge that we are at the end. You know, we got, what, about 8-9 months left?
I want y'all to stop it.
All right, well, we got 9 months left. She wants you to stop it, but I can't see how we're going to stop it. We at the end. This is it. So if you don't believe we at the end, I mean, maybe it's the apocalypse. Maybe it's Revelation. Maybe it's the zombie apocalypse. I don't know. I'm just seeing that it's some crazy shit going on. For example, reading that in San Diego, thieves stole the bleachers from a T-ball Little League baseball field. Why? I mean, if you know what T-ball is for 5, 6, 7-year-olds. You stole the bleachers. Who steals bleachers?
And those little bitty bleachers, those aren't even the real kind of bleachers. Those are ones that are, like, made of aluminum. what the fuck? What are you going to do with? I mean, can you imagine somebody walking up to you like, hey, bruh, you want to laugh for some bleachers? Look, all these bleachers over here.
I've been looking for bleachers. I mean, come on, man.
Lovely in my living room. What the hell?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, people are stealing bleachers now.
Bleachers.
We at the end. We got to be at the end. I had never heard people stealing bleachers. It's just.
But you know what? Thinking really smart about it, those bleachers, if they're not aluminum and they are made of steel or whatever, the crackheads can go ahead and take those to the little scrapyard and they can get some money off of it. That's what they need. Trust me.
All right. I'm just saying that crackheads don't, like, normally have trucks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they do. I see the crackhead pulling pipes out of somebody's house with a chain. They got trucks. Trust me.
All right. I'm just thinking, rolling down the street with some bleachers.
I
mean, there's pipes, and then there's, I've got bleachers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bleachers.
Yeah, that's a whole different look. So yeah. Like the look in Phoenix where a man walked up to a woman in the food aisle in Target and dropped to the floor and started biting her foot.
What?
Yeah, she kicked him and he ran off and escaped. And they're looking for him. He's described as an Asian man between 25 and 30.
But, you know what? Honestly, I thought it was a brother that did.
Hold on. Now, why the brothers got to be dropping down on the floor biting feet?
Because brothers are known for having foot fetishes. I don't know. When you said it, like, in my mind, I saw a black guy biting his foot. I don't know. I'm sorry. But
yeah, stop that.
Doesn't seem even more weird to see.
We already get a bad enough, a bad enough rep out here to you adding, we dropping down, trying to bite people's feet in Target. Nah, man.
I mean, you going into to Walmart butt naked, stealing socks. I mean, why not? I mean, you know. I'm just saying. My bad.
Yeah, you're bad. For sure. Because you're not even going to put that on us. I'm sorry.
There
are a lot of things to put on us, but not that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we not down with that.
Okay.
Although I was amazed to read about a man in Louisiana who, I guess, he was having sex with his neighbor's dogs. And I can, that those kind of stories can never get old for me, because I'm of the opinion that anytime with the ratio of men to women being positive for men, why are you trying to hit dogs?
It just don't make sense. It just don't add up.
Yeah, I guess he was watching the dogs and supposed to clean up and help his neighbor out. The neighbor gets a knock on the door by the police. She thinks she's in trouble, like her dog got out and bit somebody. And then she's like, no, you've been victim of a crime. And then she asks why. And they tell her that, well, your dogs were violated. And they have it on video.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, my. It's like, thank goodness. There was a video, but I was like, I'm not watching it. I'm thinking that they didn't show homie rolling up on the dogs, but still.
Oh, goodness. Okay, but I don't want that picture in my head.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that the other dogs are like, yeah, if we could get out of here, we would kill you.
Right.
Why are you ruining my bitch?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Got to be a low down, naked, dirty some of us.
Yeah, well, so you know, 19-year-old Bernard Archer. That's his name. So anybody in Lafayette, Louisiana, or anybody in Louisiana, if you run across Bernard Archer, yeah.
Keep your dolls away from me.
Yeah, he fucks with real bitches.
Ugh.
Yeah, he wants to bypass what you would call females, calling females bitches. He wants the real bitches.
He wants a real bitch.
Yeah. He's keeping it real, real.
Oh, my goodness. Freaking disgusting. Okay.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You know, you don't think that we're at the end, and I'm trying to tell you. This is showing me that we at the end. Like this man, Rossford, Ohio, who He was rolling down the street, missed a turn, hit the curb, went airborne, hit the front porch of a house, landed on the car, and came to rest inside a building. The woman who lives in the house had just gotten off work, so you can imagine what that sight was for her. Say, the man crashed, got out of his truck, stripped naked, and began to chase a woman around the neighborhood. And I guess he got restrained by an ex-Marine who lived nearby.
What the hell? What?
Yeah. That's a whole lot. I'm just stuck on the, he stripped naked.
You know, I'm going to do a real quick public service announcement. If you do drugs, fucking stop it. Because they put some shit in these drugs that's driving y'all crazy. Because that's not normal.
Hold on.
Be on something to do that.
You said if you're on drugs, stop it.
Fucking knock it off, dude. Stop it.
That's your advice.
Stop. Cut it out.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I... Now... We talk about this stuff to make you understand that, hey, people are crazy. Y'all think that we make this stuff up. We not making this stuff up. These are real people.
This is real stuff.
I can't understand it.
What person that's not on drugs can crash their car into a house, go airborne, land on the hood of their own vehicle, jump up, strip butt naked, and run around the neighborhood? I mean, any normal person would be knocked the fuck out after something like that. Come on.
Well, I'm not talking about normal people. I'm talking about the fact that he stripped naked to...
Well, of course he's not normal, but I'm saying a person whose brain is not on drugs. Obviously, he was on something.
See, I'm not going to make that assumption. See, you assuming that he's on drugs. I'm not ready to say he's on drugs.
He's 8 tons of crazy. That's it? That's all that
is? Hey, I mean, sometimes people just won't be naked like these 14s in Utah. They had a BB gun. And when they was caught, they were running down the street naked, armed with a BB gun. And they told the deputies, hey, we were inspired by the movie American Pie. And they went running naked to their Ogden area neighborhood. And said, when the deputies saw the 17-year-old girl duck behind the tree, while the other three boys kept running and were found shortly, said... And why did they have the BB gun, you may ask?
Yeah, why?
They said they feared they'd be attacked by deer during the job.
Oh, God. Lock them up just for being stupid. I mean, come on. Deer attack.
Hey, you know what? I guess in Utah, swinging penis make deer kind of, you know,
I mean, if you don't, I mean, this is one of those when reality should be fantasy moments, like, hey, let's get butt naked with a BB gun and run around the street.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. I said this my first year on the air. I said the first time we have a sponsor, I was going to run down the street naked.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to film it.
Okay.
I'm going to run down the street naked.
But are you going to do it in Utah with a fucking BB gun?
No. I'm damn sure not going to pick a street where there's a whole lot of people. But
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I don't, the whole BB, see, now I suspect that they were on drugs.
Wow.
That's my suspicion. They were open.
This is not really that out of the ordinary for teenagers because, you know, I did some pretty wild, crazy stuff when I was a teenager, including running down the street, running outside naked or whatever, you know.
But running outside naked and running down the street naked just...
To kill deer.
I ain't talking about the BB gun. Take the BB gun out of it. I'm talking about just running outside naked. I'm stuck right there.
I did.
Okay. Well, I mean, in the whole neighborhood or just...
No. Wait.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You go outside and you run around, oh, I'm naked, you know, what can you, you know, whatever. And then you take your ass back in the house. But that's what I'm saying, running the street. And it's just stupid. But, okay, they're teenagers.
All right, well.
I know.
On that note, we gonna move on from that. And we gonna go on break here. This is because we need a break. I got too many naked thoughts in my head, and they're you know, dudes and BB guns. That's a bad look. This is Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Troy, they reminisce over you.
Thank you.
together you got to smooth plumber.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with Dick Hugger and Miss 100%. That was Pete Rock and CL Smooth. They reminisce over you.
Yes, we do. Yes, I'm reminiscing over good music.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm reminiscing over common sense. Although, you know what? I'm not going to say I'm reminiscing over common sense per se. Because every generation think that the generation after them are crazy.
Yeah.
When basically we're all crazy.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much all of us are ate up.
Yeah. And and speaking of ate up, we talk about it's the time of the show where we talk about our hater of the week.
Yeah.
I don't know, you have a hater of the week you'd love to highlight, Miss 100%.
I definitely have somebody. It's a teenage girl in South Carolina. I call her a hater because of her attack on another soccer player. Of course, it's a young black lady, or she's 18, so she's a woman to me. And she's playing with teenage, you know, younger girls, and they already had a rival going on, and they were already pushing and shoving one another. Well, they went for the ball at the same time, and she tripped over her own feet and got up and started pummeling a girl, beat the piss out of her. Now she's going to jail. So she's a hater. Just basically, she beat the girl up just out of, because she tripped over her own feet, and nothing more, nothing less. So that's why she's my hater of the week.
I can see that. You know what? I have a track story where I actually tripped over my feet in the middle of the track. I always blame it on another guy in the next lane because it sounded good. But I tripped over my own feet. I was winning the race, too. So, and I got up and I had a dirt suit on.
Wow. I mean, I looked at the video from two different angles, and at one second, it kind of looked like the girl might have touched her back, but she definitely didn't push her. And then it looked like maybe their feet got tangled up while they were running, but she's definitely a hater because she was looking for a reason to hit this girl, because when she fell, she was on the ground for maybe like half a second before she jumped up, drag the girl down to the ground, and just start beating the shit out of her for no reason.
Well, I mean, I hope she can keep that aggression going when she's in lockup, because
she's going to prison.
Yeah, Big Bertha's coming.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of my haters actually a teacher who complained about a teenage girl's cleavage in the class. Of course, do I have to tell you where she's from?
Go ahead. Florida.
Yeah, you guessed it. Anyway, teacher in Florida is mad that a student had exposed too much, her words, boobage. And so, she complained about it in front of the whole class, and then she resigned. Yeah.
Wow. You jealous over a teenager's tits?
Pretty much, yeah. And her name is Joanne Bannister, and she's 53 years old.
Oh, baby.
Right. Joanne, let me be the first to tell you, you tripping.
Wow.
Yeah. You're mad at a teenager for showing too much cleavage, really? And what she did, she brought a tape out, a ruler, to measure it.
That's kind of like sexual harassment.
Well, no, nah, it's just stupid harassment.
She mentioned the girl cleavage. She touched the girl. What? What?
No, she had a ruler to, like, say, look, your cleavage is such and such inches long or whatever the hell she was talking about.
Yeah, she probably resigned because she knew that she went way too damn far with that. Yeah.
I just think she is stupid for even talking about it. It's one thing to say, hey, young lady, you know, you pull them to the side, hey, you're showing too much.
Right.
Then it's another, I'm going to break out the ruler in front of all the kids. And Yeah.
Wow, she is a hater.
Yeah. She's way past hater.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of hate, now where we reverse it and we talk about being a hater, I'm a hater, especially when it comes to ignorant shit like former presidential candidate and Texas Governor Rick Perry, who, remember we were talking about the pink slime meat that's supposed to be given out
right
to our public school students?
Yeah.
Well, he did a tour of beef product plants in Nebraska where this garbage is made, and he told them, hey, you know what? Finally trimmed beef is safe.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he said the pink slime coverage is hurting Texans. You know, so he came out and said, whether you work in the industry or not, this hysteria that we're seeing is going to affect everyone to some degree. And I agree. It's going to affect all the people who have to eat that garbage.
Wow.
He said it's safe, so I'm guessing it's going to be on the menu in the Perry household.
Maybe it is.
I'm going to guess that it is not.
Maybe it's the reason why he's so damn stupid.
Oh, look. He's talking about the money aspect because those people probably are breaking him off some change.
Right.
Yeah, he's not about, people are talking. Look, if McDonald's and Taco Bell say it ain't good enough for them, Houston, we got some problems.
I would think so.
I mean, Taco Bell, as we've documented over and over, they didn't even have 50% beef. And they don't want pink slime. I'm sorry. I don't want nothing that has the word slime associated with it.
Okay, I feel sick just hearing the word slime.
Exactly. And kids supposed to eat this? Yeah, okay. That's showing love and respect for the stomachs of young Americans right there, right?
Exactly.
We love you, young people. That's why we're going to feed you some pink slime. Yeah, can't wait to get some. Anyway, I guess what would be good is that they'll be able to talk to their doctors on Skype. Cause Skype has the doctors in Baton Rouge has turned his traditional doctor visit into an online video chat. So I guess now instead of coming to see you or you coming to see him, he's going to call you on Skype and check you out and get your symptoms, whatnot. I'm like, man, look, I'm not paying nobody any money so I can webcam chat with them One, my webcam is not that clear. I mean, I know it's clear. You can see me in the chat, but you can't give me no physical over Skype. I'm sorry. It's just not gonna work for me. So you're gonna have to grab my balls and make me cough in person. There's no such thing as let me see your balls. Yeah, cough. Nah. We need our doctors live. Thank you. I don't know where this foolishness, like, seeing the doctor over Skype, and they're charging you, is gonna run you $10. It's crazy. He has a discount where you're supposed to buy $30 per month membership. Just so you can get your cam on with the doctor. I mean, what's the difference between that and going to WebMD online and just reading about it? Ain't that like the same thing? You just gonna have a doctor. Yeah, doc, I feel sick. Oh, you look sick. What are your symptoms? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to write you a prescription. Are we going to be writing prescriptions over Skype? Send it to the doctor and you go pick it up. That's how it goes. Cam to cam drug dealing. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know about anybody else, but that's my take on it. You know, and speaking of take, you know, we talk about the healthcare debate that's out there. A lot of people fighting over the healthcare debate. Oh, we should repeal Obamacare, as you know, the Supreme Court is fighting over the whether or not, well, they're deliberating whether or not, quote unquote, Obamacare is viable, legal, whatnot. Now, it seems to me that health care for everyone is a good idea. When is health care for everyone a bad idea? And it seems like the people are listening to politicians who have free health care that you, the taxpayer, pay for. Y'all do know that, right? Politicians, Congress, Senate, they get health care. Universal health care that's paid for them and their family that you pay for. But you don't get health care. So people are deliberating over whether or not you get health care, and everybody's talking about the cost, but what about the cost for these fools and their families? Because you're paying for them. Taxpayer money for life. Now, I don't know about y'all, but paying for somebody's health care, but I can't get health care. There's something wrong. We always talk about price. What's the price? Why don't we talk about getting rid of free health care for people who can afford it? Why do we pay for Congress and the Senate to get health care? Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense to me. You're paying people already. You have slush funds, speaking engagements, whatnot. And you give them free health care also. If you want to save money in the budget, make them pay for health care. makes sense to me. I don't know about anybody else. I mean, you know, the whole debate about healthcare is so insane anyhow. I mean, like, over in France, there was a guy who, Dr. Pierre Dukin, who is facing ethics hearing after suggesting children could pass a new exam by staying thin. He's facing a disciplinary hearing within 6 months and could be struck off. Why? He recommends avoiding starch and carbohydrates. Well, some nutritionists say it can be dangerous. And at the same time, you know, he's saying that there should be an anti-obesity option, which 17-year-old children would pass just by staying within recommended weight guidelines. Now, I know when you talk about obesity, that's a bad word for some people, because, you know, you got the people talking about, oh, I'm, you know, thick, thin, you know, what's up? We hate on, as women, big women would say, we hate on skinny bitches. You know, there's a whole warfare, ideological warfare about size. Some people don't want to get fat, so they're bulimic. Some people, you know, as we know here in America, there's a epidemic, you can say, of people out of shape, obese. Diabetes is up. You know, the obesity rate here is far and above where it is everywhere else. Touchy subject for some. To me, it's common sense. The better you're in health, and don't get me wrong, I love a thick woman. Nothing wrong with having a little meat on your bones. I got a little bit. I mean, but I'd like to think that I'm in shape. And I think that optimum shape should be what you strive for. You know, if not, you're robbing yourself. Because what you can get away with, and as we see, and more young people don't play and don't exercise, they become bigger. At the same time, you become older, and what you can get away with diet-wise, you cannot get away with as an older person, or you'll be stuck on all these medicines, and you'll be Skyping these doctors. And you won't have proper health care, because obviously health care is only important to politicians who get universal health care that you pay for. Just making a comment. Anyway, at the end of the day, it's all going to hit you in the wallet. And on that note, we're going to take a break here. We're going to go and find my homies. This is the Tribe Called Quest. I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Came to a you need? I check for keys and started to step. Well, what do you know? My wallet, I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet, had prop numbers, had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. Things got hotter, I restarted to curse me. I feel bad, but you need to feel better. Shit, kick, patter, talk, talk, scatter. Break it on out, we with Northeast bound. Shitting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and 3 more going. We get back and there was no flat. And El Segundo.
Got to get it. Unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond her control, Miss 100% had to drop off, but we shall shoulder on and we hope everything is good with Miss 100%. But right now comes the time where we talk about the dumbass of the week. Yeah, that time. And for me, My dumbass of the week was Khloe Kardashian. Not that it would be hard to go against a Kardashian, you can pick one, but you know, she was upset because her sister got flower bombed. So she said she quits PETA. I didn't know she was working for PETA. That she quit PETA because I guess one of the PETA people threw some stuff on her sister because her sister had on some animal fur or leather or whatever. I don't know. You know, I don't really keep up with all that. I mean, you think that if people spent their time trying to come together on solutions rather than attacking each other, this type of shit wouldn't happen, no way. But in fact, she's like, yes, I'm quitting PETA because they violated my sister. It's like, but you was naked for PETA. And I've never got the whole I'm naked for PETA. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. I guess it makes sense where you have naked people, they advertise, yes, love the animals. But I don't think you have to get naked to love anything. But anyway, Khloe Kardashian, shout out to you. You my dumbass of the week. I hope it was good for you quitting PETA, because most of us didn't know that you worked for them, and they probably didn't know either. Oh, maybe they did. I don't know. Anyway, another dumb idea is as over in France, they're doing what called the Napoleon theme park. I guess it's going to rival or try to rival Disneyland over in France. If you don't know Napoleon, Napoleon Bonaparte was the emperor, the general, the guy who loved to, tried to conquer the world. He wanted France, you know, as all would-be conquerors, he wanted his country to be the Mecca, and he wanted to be the one in charge, blah, blah, blah. So they're going to have an amusement park themed based on the life and times of good old Napoleon. And so I guess they're going to go over his life. I wonder if they're going to have the place in Disneyland. Well, not Disneyland. In Napoleon Land, where you can go and catch syphilis like he had and go blind. Or you can write letters to your loved one talking about, do not bathe till I get there so you can stink so good. I mean, you know, Napoleon, he was one of them dynamite guys that we all should learn to cherish and love. And not only that, a theme park based one off a dictator. That role model for the kids, right? Mommy, I want to be like Napoleon too, right? Not Napoleon Dynamite, Napoleon Bonaparte. He was not a nice person. I mean, and this, as a conspiracy guy that I am, what does it say when a theme park is based off of colonizers and people who want to set up empires to enslave other folks, or as they call it, civilize them? Now, you do understand that this for me, it is not a good idea. But I guess for some folks, it would be cool to give shout-outs to dictators, because, you know, dictators are the new role models of yesteryear, right? You know, we prop up Julius Caesar, and as we all know, Hitler is a lot of people's favorite person. You know, I guess in Russia they're going to have Stalin's theme park. You know, I mean, we do have Mount Rushmore. You know, and I know it touch on folks' nerves, but for me to say, well, hey, They weren't nice people because they talked about liberty and justice for all except for the slaves that they had. Never, ever forget that part. Liberty and justice for all except for the slaves that we own. But I'm not going to go there tonight. I'm actually want to talk about how I'm hearing that your senate is talking about getting rid of landlines. You know, they want to pass a bill, Senate Bill 271, which would allow telephone companies to get out of the landline business and focus on wireless technology. You know, and in a statement, the Ohio Telecom Association, which supports the bill, said in part, proponents say the change would free phone companies from outdated regulations that require access to basic phone service. Meaning, all you people who have cheap phone service, get ready to get a hike, because it's coming. They are ready to gouge your pockets. I mean, we just played the song Tribe Called Quest, Left My Wallet in El Segundo. But in reality, you didn't leave your wallet anywhere. They knocked you out and stole it long time ago and working on stealing some more from you. You went and got you a new wallet, new credit cards, whatnot. and they want to get you for that money too. Because that's what this is. I mean, you could say as a conspiracy theorist that, oh no, a lot of people don't have landlines. Well, a lot of people do. I know a lot of people have landlines. I mean, I personally don't, but I would consider my Skype as my landline, but that's just me. People should have options. Some folks are home and don't mind a home phone. So majority of America, even though they may have cell phones, now you're not going to have the option to have a home phone. It's going to be taken away from you. And your only option is to go to these consolidated telephone companies so they can rob you blind even more. That's what it is. Get ready for it. Coming to a wallet in a taxpayer-funded campaign near you. And speaking of this getting ready to landlines, there's a new technology that's coming out. Fingerprint checking smartphone patent filed by Sony, which would place sensors behind phone screens, which would simplify scans. So basically, the smartphones would scan your fingerprints through the screens as an identity check. So you won't be able to use your phone or use anybody else's phone. That you have to have their fingers or fingerprints, whatnot. Now on the surface, that sounds cool as hell, right? Nobody can take my phone because they have to have my fingerprint on it to use it. So, boom, it's set. But once again, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I believe that you don't get rid of landlines and then come up with smartphone technology that's going to make everything require fingerprints and not understand that it will also be a beacon for where you're at and what you're doing. And it's guaranteed to be you. I mean, I know I've talked about it in the past about the chips. You know, it's rumored that there are chips in the new inoculations that they give you. There's also fact that there are clothing here in the United States that have chips in them, as well as in Brazil, there are school uniforms with chips in them. Now, you imagine now you have a mobile phone that can only be used with your direct fingerprint. And as it stands now, you won't in the future be able to have a home phone. You'll only have cell phones or these so-called smartphones. You see how the monopoly comes in here now? You have one option. Everybody has to have a phone or you have no communication. So these smartphones will be your last line of defense. Smartphone where we can track everything you do and be assured that it is you 100% unless somebody cuts off one of your fingers and is walking around using it. But that's being extreme. But I'm saying that's what it is. It's coming. You know, technology in our so-called technologically advanced societies is all about control. Nothing more, nothing less. The sooner you understand that, the sooner you'll understand that technology may not be the best thing for you. I mean, we always look for the next great thing. But as we know, the more technology you have, the more oppression that comes with the technological gifts. You know, whether it be your Foxconns, where you have the Chinese workers slaving and killing themselves because of the hard work that they have to do just to make your iPads and your iPhones. You know what I mean? Who you think gonna make these smartphones? But these are thoughts that go over the head of most folks. I mean, it's not something that's, as you say, thought about as far as the oppression that comes with said technology. I mean, we all know about the blood diamonds. We all know about the factories. Question is, do we care? I mean, is it a big deal that you may not have a landline, even if you don't have one, that you may have to use phones that are fingerprint checking smartphones? I mean, these are serious issues. I mean, if it doesn't matter, I guess it doesn't matter. But I'm thinking most folks will matter and they'll care greatly about it because, hey, when it affects you and someone's following you, it's important. But when they're following somebody else, it's not important. It's all relative, right? Ain't that where we going? Doesn't matter, so long as it doesn't affect me. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. If you got a smartphone, throw it away. No, I'm just playing. But definitely thank you all for listening. For Miss 100%, get better. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And we're Smooth Drummer. And we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.